Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Boots Day. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting third. The left fielder, Ron Fairley. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting seventh. The catcher, Terry Humphrey. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pepe Frias. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Baylor Moore. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Baylor Moore. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ken Rudolph. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fergie Jenkins. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Fergie Jenkins. And now, play ball. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Day moves to second. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman fields it and throws to second for the out. Day moves to third. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frias fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is called out on strikes. One out. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman strikes out. Two outs. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Day. Rudolph reaches second base with a double. Santo goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Cubs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Baylor Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Monday hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley misplays the ball. That's an error on Foley. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Beckert moves to third. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenal takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Tom Walker now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Singleton. Santo reaches second base with a double. Beckert scores. Williams scores. Cardenal goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Cubs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman strikes out. Two outs. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rudolph hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fairley. Rudolph reaches second base with a double. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Cubs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Jenkins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fairley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fairley moves to second. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a fly ball into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fairley moves to third. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. Foley hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 2 in the game. Beckert is hit by the pitch. Monday moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to second for the out. Monday moves to third. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Santo hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Monday scores. Cardinal moves to second. It's 6-0, Cubs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hickman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey is 0 for 1 in the game. Humphrey hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias is 0 for 1 in the game. Frias hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Frias reaches second base with a double. Bob Stinson pinch hits for Tom Walker. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frias scores. It's 6-1, Cubs. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Day hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jorgensen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Pat Jarvis now pitching. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Rudolph strikes out. 1 out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Kessinger hits a pop-up towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Heiser pinch hits for Fergie Jenkins. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Bill Bonham now pitching. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Fairley takes first base on ball 4. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 2 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bonham fields it and throws to first for the out. Fairley moves to second. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fairley moves to third. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 2 in the game. Foley strikes out. Two outs. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey is 0 for 2 in the game. Humphrey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Monday strikes out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Beckert takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frias fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Frias hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Woods pinch hits for Pat Jarvis. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods strikes out. Two outs. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Day strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. John Strohmeyer now pitching. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frias scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 4 RBIs. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 3 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive into left field. Fairley picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Fairley. Hickman moves to second. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Rudolph hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 3 in the game. Jorgensen takes first base on ball 4. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Fairley hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 3 in the game. Singleton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kessinger for the out. One out. Bill Bonham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonham hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Beckert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Monday moves to third. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frias scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-3 in the game. Foley hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey is 0-for-3 in the game. Humphrey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bonham fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt pinch hits for Pepe Frias. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is hit by the pitch. Hal Breeden pinch hits for John Strohmeyer. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Montreal Expos, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.